You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Is a review. So what does the review mean? Because many times in life we go through matters that we think in some way, and then we realize no, it wasn't so. Like, for example, God forbid, not for anyone, if you have to hire a lawyer, God forbid. So now it's even the What are they called? Defendant, and the other one is what?
The one that you're presenting.
The two people that come to the court.
One is the plaintiff.
Right? Defendant, right. So now they present the case, and so on, and all of a sudden there's a video. So then the judge look at the video and say, no, it's not so. But maybe your impression was that maybe you have a upper hand, winner hand, and so on. So now it's very interesting. Sefer Devarim, the whole Sefer Devarim, as the code here is, Eile HaDevarim. So anytime that we have Eile means, right, but what's the difference between Eile and Ve'ele?
Ve'ele continues from...
Ve'ele is continuation. That means, what were that? The subject we had. Right, the previous subject attaches it, but Eile, no, Eile means that posel et harishonim, that whatever that we had before, it's like that doesn't exist. So here the fifth book that was said by Moshe Avraham Avshalom is like the other four books has no place, there's no value. Why? Because when we review things, you say, it wasn't so. Sometimes you review after a day, month, year, or maybe it takes you 10 years. And then you say, I should have thought differently. I should have handled it differently. So here there's a very interesting point that when Moshe Avraham Avshalom reviews the incident of the spies, he says in the Torah, Vayitav Be'inai. What does Vayitav Be'inai mean? So if Moshe Avraham Avshalom approved it, that's what he says, Vayitav Be'inai. So who is it to blame? So why are we blaming the spies? Why are we have the whole, we just went through the Tisha B'Av. So here we see, whose fault was it? It's okay, you can say. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Vayitav Be'inai. Right? That's what it says. Yeshua, we need help. It says, it's a great idea. Great idea! Huh? Fine, but here, if he's the leader, if he is in charge, and he says, fine, he gives the okay, and he says, it's written in the Torah, Vayitav Be'inai, Vayitav Be'inai. Here, Safat Emet Zatzal says a very interesting thing. He says, look at this, you know, the whole scenario that how they handled, Shabbat Shalom says, you know what, yeah, it's okay, why not? It's fine. So here we learn, so many times, according to what this circumstances, it comes up, you just go by with it. You say, what is it? Flow with it. You say, why not? Why not? And even realizing this could turn to a disaster. And here even Moshe Avraham Shalom Sifat Emet says, you know, the way the whole scenario was, and exactly, this is the story that we all go through. And we do things, you say, so what? It's okay. What's a big deal? The point of matter here is, it's not so. So now when you review the matter, exactly you come to yourself, how could you say okay? How could you say okay? But you don't realize at the time that you're involved with it. Here was a story at the time that, you know, the first clock, you know, they used to put it in the center of the city, right? People go there and then look at what time it is. You know, it's not like today, you know, people, they have their cell phone, they have a watch, they have a clock. So one said, you know what, I want to buy a clock also. Somebody says, you know, it's just a lucky idea. I said, no, don't buy a clock because it's very great responsibility. Why? Because when it says 3 o'clock a.m., you have to get up to come to Annette's. Yeah, another 3 weeks, you know, you have to come to Selichot, huh? And then when it says 5 o'clock, you have to start to come to Mincha. And when it says, it says 7:15, you have to sit and learn some Holy Israel. He says, no, it's okay. He said, what do you mean it's okay? You know, when I want to go to sleep, I turn it, I put it on 9 o'clock. When I want to get up, I turn it to 8 o'clock to get up. So we cannot do this. You cannot play with the clock. Who are you tricking? Who? Huh?
You.
You're not going to gain anything. You cannot play with the clock. And that's how it is. But sometimes you say, you know, I want to be like this. I'm going to do it like this. It's exactly as funny as to turn the clock. But you cannot do this. You cannot do this. And that's what exactly the message here is. That we have to be very on guard, the Chas v'Shalom, that our imagination, the false logic, tell us, no, okay, I go by it, I flow with it, it's okay. You cannot do this. Why? Because you have to be, what does it say? In the end of the Ashrei, we say every day. In the end, what do we say? Karov Hashem, Lechol Gorav, Asher, Yekara'uhu. What does it say in the end?
Emet.
Yekara'uhu emet. You cannot play with the clock. And that's how it is. Sometimes, the falsehood, we color it up. It's okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. You have to be happy. You have to be full of energy.
Amen.
You have to be keep smiling.
Amen.
You have to be full of koach and hope.
Amen.
That's the right version of the Yehudi. Constantly. And all these things that, you know, they call it Chalushat Hadat. What does Chalushat Hadat mean? What does Chalush mean?
Weakness.
Weakness is the worst thing, worst disaster that could happen to a Yehudi. And become Chalash, not physically, that's the worst thing in life. And that needs lots of awareness. Always keep it full of light, full of energy. Hashem is like, no, Bazar Hashem, to be full of.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.